Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, high heels and women. Is it a symbol of beauty?
Yeah, they make you feel sexy. They enhance your height. Mm-hmm. They elongate your legs. You have high heels, you have little tiny heels. So every place has its own heel, depending on the girl.
Well, a high heel is a footwear that simply raises the heel. High heels come in a wide variety of styles, and the heels are found in many different shapes, including stiletto, pump or court shoe, block, tapered, blade, wedge, cone, kitten, prism, puppy, you name it. Now, is it a symbol of beauty or a turn-off? Tonight on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. It's now time to welcome to the show my colleague DJ Fatsu. Welcome aboard, sir.
Yes, sir. What's good?
Welcome back. And also we have Al Hassan. Welcome back, Al Hassan.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm glad to be here.
And Kathy Stanley, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Sunday. Good to be here.
That's great. Well, high heels and women is tonight's topic here on Let's Talk. Although high heels are now usually worn only by women and girls, well, there are shoe designs out there worn by both genders that have elevated heels, including cowboy boots and Cuban heels. And in previous ages, men also wore high heels. But it also helps women to look taller, or maybe it is a status symbol. Well, I spoke to Brenda Sabuni, and first I wanted to know, are there rules for wearing high heels?
How I deal with it, yeah, pretty much. Every place has its heel, I feel like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like everywhere you're going has a certain heel that you can kind of flaunt or wear.
Mm-hmm. Like where and what kind of heel?
Okay, so if you're trying to make me name all the heels, I'm not that. I'm girly, but
you can name them.
Okay. I can't name all them heels for you. I mean, cause like for example, like there are platforms, right?
Okay.
And then you have those. There's so many. What is that?
Like stilettos, maybe.
There are a bunch of stilettos. You have like thin ones with like some really thick.
The wedge.
You have like ankle boots, but they're heels. You know, like there's so many different designs of heels, and it's just you have high heels, you have little tiny heels. So every place has its own heel, depending on the girl. Now, if the girl likes wearing heels everywhere, that's inevitable. She'll wear heels even if she's working out. I've seen with my own two eyes. I've seen girls, they put on heels and you see her weightlift. Right. I don't know why, but they do it.
They do it, right? Because some ladies say that no matter how painful these heels are, they will definitely keep wearing them. Why is that?
Because heels are sexy.
Okay.
There is something so sexy about, and it adds a certain confidence to you when you walk. Man, when I'm wearing heels, I feel like the G, yo. Okay? When I have my heels on and I'm hitting my red Ruby Woo lipstick, honey, and I am on sleek top to bottom, ooh, I walk like I'm the boss. You know what I mean?
Okay, girl, tell me about it, because this confidence thing people are talking about.
And then not only that, they make you feel sexy. They enhance your height. Mm-hmm. They elongate your legs. It makes you feel really
different
cool.
Ball
I don't
game.
Know. That's the experience I have in heels.
Wow. So heels are like magic. They do a lot of things, huh?
Yeah, and they can break your legs, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. They do other things, too. So wearing heels, you got to be very careful, because I see people tripping, falling, and all this.
Careful. And then you have to know your limit. You know what I mean? As women, come on, guys. We have to know our limit. You have to know the highest heel you can wear.
Okay.
And that you can walk in. A heel that you're comfortable in. You know what I mean? There's some people who just wear heels, and you wonder, today's like the first tutorial, huh? Like, what's up? Like, you want to talk? Like, is this
You don't know what they're doing, right? Because I've seen so many videos.
I never get it. I mean, I understand you're trying to
look good and all that,
or you know, just excite yourself or whatever.
Right.
But at least, especially if you're not used to walking in heels.
So do we need
a little tiny small heel and start from there, you know, and gradually increase the length of the heel or whatever.
Okay. So there should be some kind of training for these heels people are wearing, you say, for ladies?
Everybody needs to train in heels. It's the people who can't walk, please, just don't embarrass us. They call that the Vegas walk. Have you ever seen the Vegas walk?
What is the Vegas walk? What is that?
There's a certain walk people have in Vegas, mostly women.
Okay.
All right? Especially women who are dressed a certain type of way. Party night in Vegas are sick because not only are people wearing heels that are far beyond their structure, but they're also wearing clothes that are completely, you know, out of structure. So you see this person wearing, so she has the knee areas is bent a little bit. And then one of the hands is out.
I've seen those knees.
Or they're holding on to somebody else.
Yeah, I've seen those knees bent. That's for sure.
And then you see their ankles start going sideways. And they're walking. And you're like, really? Did anybody really force you to do this to yourself today?
Thank you, Brenda Sabuni from California. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing high heels and women. And back to the studio. I want to ask you guys. When a woman wears a high heel. Now, is this a symbol of beauty or a status symbol or just stylish? Before you two men speak in the house, we have a lady in the room, the one and only Kathy Stanley. Please let us know, Kathy.
Okay. I think it's a combination. It's a combination of style. And I think it's also women wear high heels. It's simple to look good. It's simple. It's simple as that. Yep. Women wear high heels to look glamorous, to look stylish, and that's really the reason why women wear heels. Now, again, heels are not always practical, but sometimes that just kind of gives you a boost. Some women feel if they don't have on high heels, then they don't look good. Simple as that. You wear them to look good.
Okay.
You guys agree?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Pretty much.
Okay.
Yes. It's to look good because, simply speaking to, a lady, I got the impression that really some type of dresses go with high heels. That is simple. She confessed to me that, to be honest with you, there are some type of our dresses that can't go with any other, you know, type of heels but high. And then
you can't go anywhere else but high.
But high, exactly, exactly. So, secondly, it's you know, it's about the personality thing too. Like people do that so they fit in. Kind of, if for example, I happen to be married to somebody who's shorter than me, and in order to compensate for height, you know, my partner chooses to go for high heels, so she blends in.
Okay.
You
know,
Women do that. That's
yes,
true.
Exactly.
Well said. I think it's a very good information you gave us here about that, and I never thought of that. But anyway, what about DJ Fatsu? What do you think about that high heel, man?
I'm a shoe lover.
Oh, you're a shoe lover?
Okay. I have the best shoes in the world. So I worked in a shoe place also, like in DSW. So I know about high heels.
You're the perfect guy then to talk about these things, right?
I know a lot about high heels and everything. So, like my friend said, like most of the time, ladies wear high heels because of height problems, because they don't want to look short, you know? I think that's the main reason most of them wear. They want to look like a model, even though she's not a model. She want to look tall. So that's the main reason. And the second reason, I think it makes them look good.
Okay.
I think when you see a lady from the back with a high heel, it's different. I'm sorry.
I've heard that.
Yeah. This guy's a DJ. She's a lot of ladies in clubs every weekend.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Now, do you guys think that if a woman doesn't have on heels, that she doesn't look good?
She might look good, but, like, that's extra.
There is an added value as far as that aesthetic is concerned. And speaking yet again to another lady, she said, honestly, it kind of puts you on the pedestal. Like, this is me. Yeah. And look at me on this high hill walking. And that kind of projects that personality, yep, with the backwards,
the posture kind of, too,
and with, yep, and the endowment, you know, the natural endowment, you know, that comes with it, you know.
Okay. Well, I've heard wearing high heels to make sure your legs look longer.
Yeah, exactly. It does. You know, they say so. Yeah.
More muscular. Yeah. Yeah.
Some ladies don't know how to walk with the high heels. So they end up hurting themselves.
Yeah. That's the whole other topic. Thank you. That's the whole other topic. You're right about that.
That is true.
Yes. So one thing I want to ask you guys. They say, as you know, these shoes or these heels, they bring a lot of different things. Maybe we'll discuss later. But this is Let's Talk, and we are discussing high heels and women. Now, back to you folks. One of the things I just heard from you guys, and as far as I know, the advantages of these heels, they make the wearer appear taller and make the legs appear longer, just like you said,
yep,
yes,
Kathy.
Absolutely.
And make the foot appear smaller. Now, did you know this? Yeah. Someone says that the foot appears smaller. Okay.
I disagree with
you disagree
that.
With that.
I
okay.
I have a size 11.
But personally, you wear high heels?
I wear, you know what, for me, more than 3 inches, I just don't.
It's not going to work.
I just don't do.
Because you're tall anyway, Kathy, so maybe that's the reason you think. Because when you're tall, you don't really look for those really extreme.
That is true.
Heels.
I think a lot of taller women do not really wear stilettos. Mm. But some do. But some do. But for me, 3 inches, and I'm done. I'm done. But again, it's a whole comfort level, too. I mean, have you guys ever seen a woman walking in stilettos or high heels and she's not walking well? Or she's walking as if she's in pain.
I've seen that a lot.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen some of them complaining that, you know, we're in pain.
Exactly.
Yep. Most of the time. Most, yep, of the time. And this fake, and this fake is what shoes, I want, they break.
Yeah. Break other now. Ones break. Yes.
Yes.
So why do women still wear these shoes? If
yes,
they cause all these kinds of things? Because one of the things I just read here, oh, we all know with heels, okay, Sometimes, not all the time, they can get you feet problems.
Yep, that's true.
People do go through that.
Exactly. And I.
So why women still wear those?
Yes, I think it still has to do with the psychology part of it. Like, that ego that has been, you know, being massaged kind of blinds one to the downsides of it, you know. This is the psychology of it is so serious to the extent that in Japan, mm-hmm, a few years ago, mm-hmm, there was this study where actually it's from one of these networks that I read, you know, online, that, mm-hmm, women are going for plastic surgery to implant
a heel?
Yes, a plastic heel.
Within their...
Within their heel?
I'm trying to understand it.
And then they said...
I'm confused.
They use the term...
In their bodies?
Japanese women,
they
said, yeah, lack of heel to
elevate it?
Elevate it.
So how are you going to look like?
And they said, well, they were suffering from... they were having a problem with rampant shortism.
Oh.
That's what they call that.
God.
Rampant shortism.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you imagine
to that extent,
meeting
imagine
somebody
serious
with a heel that is like a shoe?
Exactly.
Like, wait
plastic,
a minute.
Plastic one.
Plastic
that's
one.
Scary.
Implanted in there.
Inside your body.
Exactly. Google it up.
I'm going to Google
rampant
that.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to,
yeah,
Google,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'll have,
yeah,
to
few
Google
years
it
ago.
Too.
A few
but
years
you
ago.
But you see how women will go
now,
through.
Why, yeah, I'll go through a lot to do that just
exactly
to get that.
For beauty. They want to look good.
I was getting ready to say that. You took my words.
Oh, yeah?
Women go through so much pain
to look
to
good,
be
for
beautiful to,
yeah,
look good,
yeah.
And I think again a lot of women feel that they don't look good unless they have heels,
yeah,
and that's amazing to,
yeah,
me,
yeah,
You know? I have friends who are like that, and they'll say, I feel like I just don't look good.
You know
unless
what?
Unless I have heels.
I can give an
you
eye.
Have to have a
you
heel.
You have to have a heel.
Oh, my God.
I can give for Sunday another topic. Like it can be a topic like, why do women don't think they look good?
Yeah.
It's not a confidence thing. It's all about advertising. Because all of the advertising is shown with the beautiful woman. They feel like.
So that you're talking about the media portraying a woman in a specific
for your next
style.
Show. For
that's
your next show.
Exactly.
But if you have confidence in yourself, it doesn't matter.
You shouldn't
matter,
right?
That's what I mean by confidence. Uh-huh. If you have it, it doesn't matter whether you have
you're
on
tall,
heels
short.
Or not.
Mm-hmm.
If you have confidence, you have it.
Yeah, but most of them, like, I did a research on that. Mm-hmm. So most of the advertisements have a negative effect on the other ones. So, like, seeing Beyoncé or seeing Lia Cabed on billboards, they're so beautiful, they're tall, their body's like curved and everything. So, you know, when they compare themselves to that, they feel bad.
But you shouldn't.
They shouldn't. Thank you.
That's what
well,
I mean by confidence.
Hold it right there. That's what you mean. You're right. So many interesting views and so many differences for those of you just joining us. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in a Washington studio with Cafe Stanley, DJ Fatsu, and Al Hassan. Right now, we're discussing high heels and women. Well, in our times, these shoes are so popular, great style, and also painful to some ladies, not all. So I just wanted to know, why still women wear these shoes, although they are painful? So I spoke to my colleague, Ibrahim Almasi Gerba, and I wanted to know his take.
It has become a fashion. And, you know, women try to increase their height with the shoe because they believe when once they wear the shoe, it makes them higher than their natural height and it gives them more respect. And that in addition to increasing their height, they look more modern. And they discover that men find it more attractive when they see women in high heels.
Okay,
so
now
they
that,
tend to want to continue to wear it because it makes men crazy.
Now, Garba,
yeah,
it is you, Ibrahim, to blame. Now, are you telling me that it is the men to blame?
Yeah,
that men, women put on these heels no matter what, even if they break their legs.
Yeah, men has to partly blame.
Okay,
women have to partly blame. So both men and women have share in the blame. Yeah,
it's both sides. Huh?
Both sides. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The both parties contribute to the blame, to the problem.
To the problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's what I was trying to find out. There are so many different types of high heels, and everyone I talk to, they say, you know what? Just like you said, increase their height, makes their confidence go higher. Yeah,
exactly.
They think they're sexy,
beautiful,
modern, and so on.
Yeah.
But let's come to the reality here.
Yeah.
Okay, all that is great.
Yeah, of course it's great.
But what happens if a woman cannot even afford having this very high heel of some sort, or she can even walk on that? Because some people say you have to train or walk in a heel so you don't end up falling, as we see some women falling down.
Yeah. You see, once a woman wants to wear a high heel and she can't afford it or she can't even wear it, she believes she is incompetent. It gives her, you know, it demoralizes her, which shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be the case. Yeah, you're right.
You see, the society has invented a problem that shouldn't be the case in the first place.
Okay.
You know, so a woman can be very responsible, very capable of doing what she does in the office and so on, just because she can't wear high heels or she can't afford to wear an expensive high heel or just an ordinary high heel, she believes she is, you know, incompetent socially.
And something
so it's
is
a
missing.
Problem. It's a social disaster. Jeez.
So, Ibrahim, these men and us, we are causing a big problem.
The men are causing problem. the world of fashion is causing problem.
And the world of fashion,
women
okay.
themselves are causing problem. So it's, in this case, I think it is
everybody.
It is the three parties are part of the problem. Yeah.
So how do we fix this problem, man? Can it be fixed, really?
Yeah, it can be fixed. You know, basically, it has to do with the social trend.
Okay.
Yeah. When the social trend, you know, changes.
Yes.
You know, when women that don't wear high heels are respected,
mm-hmm.
and when women that don't wear high heels have self-confidence themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, automatically the social trend will change.
Okay.
And it will be healthy for women that want to dress in a normal way.
Thank you, Ibrahim Almasi Garba. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing high heels and women. Now, a little history about these heels I want to share with you guys. These were in Europe, okay? They wore wooden-soled pattern shoes, which were ancestors to contemporary high heels. That is back in the days. And Elizabeth Sebelhack, curator at Toronto's Bata Shoe Museum, traces the high heel to Persian horse riders. This is in the Near East, whereby they used heels for functionality because they helped to hold the rider's foot. So she states that this footwear is depicted on a 9th century ceramic bowl from Persia. Now, lower heels came into the picture in the 60s and the 70s. And of course now stilettos, and there are also some negatives and positives about all this which we just discussed. And I heard Kathy said you prefer lower heels, and you do that all the time, but I think you do that because of what we just spoke. Confidence is number
thank
one
you.
And
thank
number two
you.
As some people say, when you're taller you don't really care.
That is true.
So
that
you have true. Like both of the advantages.
Thank you. I just happened to luck up. Because yeah. I think it takes a lot of confidence to go out to a party and you right. have on lower heels.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
For any lady out there.
Any lady.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, you have on lower heels and you still look good.
Right.
So it is.
And you're going to a party.
Ladies, it is possible.
Yes, it is.
That's what you say. But what about to a man's standpoint? What do you think, Alhassan? You have your woman you're going out with. Would you allow her to wear a lower heel going out there instead of a high heel, my friend?
Personally, I wouldn't want to walk out with my wife and have her feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
You know.
I like
and
that.
Being uncomfortable means being in high heels. And most of the time, especially if it's a
lower heel.
You know, if it's a all night long event.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, sitting or walking or standing at a reception or something with, you know, high-end upmarket citizens, you know, and I have, you know, my better half nagging here and there. Sweetheart this, sweetheart that, you know, it's kind of, you know, a turn-off, so to speak, especially if you happen to be in that circle of, you know, where you want to, like, you know, where body language mm-hmm. means a lot.
Right.
You know, so of course you want to do something that you want to come out in a dress that makes you feel comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe a heel or not a heel, it depends to what she feels. So
okay.
You're going to
depends
support her.
Exactly. What she feels okay. comfortable with.
Okay. What about you?
And the caveat is, uh-huh. well, I don't want problems midstream somewhere.
Down the line.
Exactly. So just feel, you know, use your own discretion with that into consideration, definitely.
Okay. What about you, DJ Fatsu? What do you think about that?
It depends on her, but I want her to have a beautiful shoes, classy and nice shoes. But it depends on her. If she's short, you know, you see I'm tall.
Exactly. So what's going to happen?
Big, so I don't want to look... I don't want
to... So he's going back to the high heel.
I don't want her to look bad, you know what I'm saying? She got to be like...
So what are you saying?
So what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm not understanding.
It depends on who she is. So, yeah, of course, I like her to wear high heels. I like it.
You want to see the stuff from the natural endowment from the back?
Yeah, everything, man. I don't want to miss that. A thing, man. I don't want to miss a thing.
And you want to project that to the world out
there.
Yeah,
man, they got to see. That's my girl, man. That's my girl.
Again, that's another topic But you know what we always say about wearing high heels?
Yeah.
Stilettos, you know, 5-inch to 8-inch. It's really about when you go out. Driving there, getting out of the car, into where you're going, whether it's a club or an event, sitting around, and then coming out and getting back in the car.
Yeah.
It's not about, they're not about walking down the street. No.
It's not about walking. Standing for 4 hours in the concert.
Right, exactly. Showtime. And it's not about walking down the street. It's not about walking on grass.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
you
about
know what?
Walking on
the
ice.
Grass. Yeah.
I mean, it's. You know, you have to be careful. It's a skill.
I've seen a lot of people falling down.
A lot of women are falling down.
We have seen even in Oscars.
Exactly.
Jennifer Lawrence went down twice in 2013 and also recently in Madrid in the Hunger Games.
It's not
those
easy,
dress
guys.
Were tangled with their high heels.
It's not easy.
So it's not easy. Even if you're a pro like her, a movie star, but she still went down. Because of the high heels.
Exactly. Do you know that there are videos on YouTube to watch to learn
how
to
walk the
in
high heels.
Stilettos? Uh-huh.
You gotta know how to rock it.
Yes.
You just don't put them on.
You have to practice.
That's true.
You gotta practice. Like that.
Very good
point. And ladies are listening out there. You gotta practice. Know what to do when you have the high heel on. Okay.
Absolutely.
Check that video on YouTube, correct?
Yes.
Just type high heel or whatever. Stiletto.
Yeah, there should be a tutorial.
How to walk.
Tutorial.
There's plenty of them. How to walk in stilettos.
Yeah. And there's also a party every year. Like, there's a stilettos party.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So, a lady who comes with the classy or stylish.
She'll win.
Yeah, she'll win some dollars.
You know what's interesting is a
wait a minute. You say the party $500 or the shoe?
Yeah.
Which is which?
Who has the best shoes?
I've seen like two, three parties for stilettos.
Interesting. But you know one thing about stilettos, I think a lot of them are really nice looking.
Yeah.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored high heels and women. A big thank you to my colleagues, Brenda Sabuni and Ibrahim Almasi Gerba. In studio, I want to thank my colleague, Kathy Stanley, and DJ Fatsu, and of course, our guest, Al Hassan. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be punctuality. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Dino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
than the AU, African Union. Can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this, whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
The best footballers must have dedication and teamwork. And to end malaria, we need this same unity. Malaria stops footballers from scoring and children from learning. Join with footballer Didier Drogba.
Malaria is preventable and treatable.
Join with leaders like President Museveni.
United, we can beat malaria.